Okay, I'm online.
Blog Talk Radio.
Winding down, winding down. I'm projecting that we'll be completed with this book maybe by the end of this week, but definitely before the end of next week. So we have to make some decisions fairly quickly. Hi, Dr. Reggie. How are you this morning? Oh, I'm great.
That's great. I feel wonderful.
Oh, listen, hasn't this been an amazing journey together?
It has been. It's been absolutely thought-provoking. It's been enriching. And there's no compromise. It's about doing it and being in the oneness. It really is a wonderful feeling, wonderful experience, too. And when you live it, wow, the rewards are invisible and outwardly visible in your life. It's really amazing.
Yeah, you know, that you said a key word here, when you are living it. And I really hope a lot of our listeners are putting these principles into practice in their day-to-day lives.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, I sent out our first study guide. We are working on trying to improve, not trying, we are working on improving Circles of Prosperity and continuing to support you in your learning process with additional materials. So if you have not signed up for our mailing list, you need to go to where do you sign up now? I believe you can go to our website and sign up on our mailing list. And that website is www.circlesofprosperity.org. Sign up to be a member on the website, and that will get you on our email list so that you can get the study guides. So we sent out our first one. Please check your email, take a look at it, and give me your feedback, because I want to know what you need from us to continue to grow and to practice the principles, especially of manifestation. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our morning prayer this morning?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Mother, Father, God, the energy of balance and oneness, that we are the children and the offspring of oneness. We are one with you. There's nothing else we need to know or to be or to do. That is the most incredible power there is. That is all there is. And we thank you for the energy of knowing who we are individually created, individuated in mind and spirit and body, with our own choices to make and our own selections and our own free will. How wonderful you are to give us those wonderful gifts in these wonderful things. And we thank you so much for everyone listening, that they'll be plugged in, tuned in, and turned on to the power of spirit, the Holy Spirit. There's nothing like this energy. It's just the most amazing thing in the world. I thank you every day of my life with every cell of my being. It gives you thanks, and that's what gives me exponential growth and wisdom. Let everyone have that wonderful, exhilarating experience. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Whew, I'm exhilarated. Yes, Doctor. I am so glad that we record these and that they're archived, because if nothing else, those prayers bless us every morning. You can go back and hear Dr. Reggie's prayers. They're so poetic sometimes, and a lot of times there are prophecies in those prayers. So You might want to just revisit some of our archives after we come out of this book. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're moving into chapter 38 this morning, which begins on page 353. And here's how oneness titles this chapter: Integrating the Fragmented Aspects of Your Identity Through the Path of Emotion. And the way I summed it up is, so you've created a mess, and now what? Let's start with their opening paragraph. Vistas of new awareness will begin to unfold before you as you begin to assimilate the higher frequencies and release your grasp on a reality you believed was carved in stone. Nothing is so permanent as that, not in true reality. The illusion you have created and convinced yourself was real has permanence, a fundamental sense of urgency, and an impetus to action that becomes a race against time that you may choose to play out in any of a number of arenas. Yet now you have chosen to expand your perspective and to consider whether or not you truly wish to continue to explore those realms, or whether it is indeed time to move into the realm of the timeless and to experience what is really there from the perspective of physicality. And so the words may strike you as nonsense here at first, and then as you begin to examine the priorities, the commitments, and all the details to which you have attached importance, you will in one shining moment recognize the absurdity of it all. And in that recognition, you will have prepared the way to step forth and to experience what remains of your life from a different kind of vantage point. For you will have begun to harmonize vibrationally with higher aspects of your own being, and without being fully conscious of what is happening at first, you will be experiencing life through different eyes. So the recognition of the shift is very gradual, and the subtleties of these shifts may elude you for some time as you continue to bounce in and out of varying levels of awareness. But then your circumstances seem to quiet down. They seem to stabilize. And you reach a state of beingness where you know that you are no longer who you were. Even though you reside in the same skin and the trappings of your identity are recognizable, it is not the same. So the recognition of what has happened will be assimilated after the fact as you adjust the higher frequencies that now surround you. And things happen more quickly now. You reach a place of clarity with your objectives and where you wish to focus your energies. And you find that you are virtually surrounded by kindred beings whose life purpose seems perfectly aligned to your own. And life flows easily from this point forth. And even though there certainly will be moments of uncertainty and of conflict, the resolution of these energies takes place in a way that seems so natural. And so the proverbial path of least resistance appears before you at every turn. And you taking it instinctively, it leads you in the direction of increasingly deeper levels of satisfaction with what you perceive to be your life. And so looking back, you know, you'll start to wonder why it all seems so complicated and frustrating and oppressive, when now it is all so different. And you will realize that you are not the same you. You will have ventured forth onto another level of experience and will have merged with multiple layers of awareness, all of which consider themselves to be you. And now the vantage point from which you perceive this now moment is the result of a composite vision. And it draws upon a multifaceted archive of life experience that would have reaped the result of exploring every possible variation on the theme you believe is your life. So the other beings you encounter in your day-to-day interactions are not necessarily at the same place you are, for all are not resonating at the same frequency simply by virtue of the fact that they are here in your presence. Doesn't matter. So you may encounter a piece of composite essence that represents the identity of a being who is familiar to you, yet the reactions of that being may seem inappropriate to the nature of the history you've shared. And it will be important to condition yourself to exercise tolerance with regard to such encounters, and to note that much of the same way as you have made major shifts in your own awareness, so too have others, though they may not have necessarily grown in the degrees that parallel your own. And so you may find that you are interacting with a fragment of the essence of a particular individual and do not experience the same sense of connection as you may have once felt. But don't judge. Just simply allow the interactions to transpire and the energies to stabilize. For it is likely that in these heightened stages of this process that you will act as a catalyst for each other to bring to ultimate resolution the issues that a given aspect of one or the other's identity is bringing into full focus. So allow the energy to express as it will. Allow the dust to settle, and be willing to witness the emergence of an ascended version of another being by virtue of the encounter. Now, you can anticipate cataclysmic clashes with certain beings as each is assisting the other in what can only be described as a birthing process. By triggering the release of energies that either of you may have carried forth from another aspect of reality, you take each other by the hand vibrationally as each merges with heightened aspects of his own beingness. It is in some of the most caustic of these encounters, scenes you would have thought, oh, well, hey, I'm past all of this. But here you are. And you are able to assist each other in releasing the threads that have kept you entangled in habitual karmic interactions. So in shrugging off some of these vibrational constraints that most of you have carried at some level of your awareness, you clear the way for the integration of these fragmented pieces of your own essence. For once the repressed charge is released, then the vibrational remnants of the resentments and the hurts and the outrage experienced at each other's hand is permitted to surface at last. And there blatantly before you is the reality of the undercurrent that has prevented a truly unconditional bond of loving trust to be experienced between you. And there, before the witness of your own multidimensional consciousness, is a major missing piece of your very own essence that you were not able or willing to acknowledge. So what is oneness telling us? You know, first of all, they paint this beautiful picture that you're just in ecstasy because you're on your spiritual path and you've moved into your awareness of your divinity. And, oh, I'm floating through life. Everything is going my way. You're manifesting what you desire and moving in your joy. And bam, here you are in a relationship with someone, and it is, there's stuff going on here. It's challenging. What do I do? Why is this happening? Why should I go through this at this point in my life? I'm over this. I thought I learned this lesson. And oneness is saying, hey, we're exploring all the little cracks and crevices of your emotions and analyzing the vibrations of those emotions. And we're digging them up and bringing them to your awareness so that you can resolve it. And most of the time, these experiences are very, very challenging. And how do we deal with it now? Okay, you guys are getting ready to graduate. The way you deal with it is with love. What are they saying? You need to love this. And I have someone, I'm sorry, I want to acknowledge the people that are in the chat room. And I see your note to take a call, and I will. Let me just finish this point. You will... You challenge the, you need to handle this challenge by just allowing it to be and to move through it gracefully. There's no resistance here. Because the moment that you put up resistance, you're coming from a place of fear. And as a graduate of oneness, there can only be perfect love. All right, so I am going to take a call. This seems to be urgent.
Underfed kids, beaten kids, molested kids, lost kids, crying.
Oh, it's a hack. All right, so let's move on. I'm sorry, this just really throws the energy off. Okay, so the most poignant episodes of emotion are likely to be triggered by beings who you consider to be your closest allies in this lifetime. Isn't that interesting how the universe challenges us? Here we are, we've had a great relationship with someone, and they're the ones that are going to bring out the things in us that we really need to face and approach. And you know, and then you have a whole new series of emotions because you're like, I thought they cared about me. I thought you loved me. I thought you were my best friend. And here you are, you know, we're in a conflict. Allow, love, and place no judgment. Rarely are roles played from one perspective alone. The major players in your script have been there for you and you for them in the full spectrum of roles throughout your history. You have been cherished lovers and detested enemies. You have run in the fields of life together as children. You have been parents to each other more times than you could possibly count. And you have assisted in birthing each other's awareness at each level of your unfoldment and every emotionally charged interaction all this time. So, what does that mean? It means that you are that you have been interacting with these people multiple lifetimes and in all of these different roles, from parent to siblings, lovers. And there must have been an underlying current here of a lesson that you guys have decided to explore together. So now, as your own transformational process is reaching a crescendo, you can anticipate being drawn into circumstances where aspects of your multidimensional consciousness will be provoked through the path of emotion into rising to the surface. The actual cause of the explosive encounter is not important, and it is irrelevant as to who is wrong or who is right for what. Right is merely a matter of perspective, and oneness teaches us that there is no wrong or there is no right. But and each in such a moment is myopically wedded to his own perspective. But the essence of the encounter as a catalyst of repressed vibration is what you will be led to trigger within the depths of each of you. And in so doing, each will be assisted in bonding in wholeness with aspects of your own being that have been cast out by virtue of fear or shame or outrage or any number of profound emotions that at one time or another you simply were not able to deal with. How many of you have had an experience in your life that it caused you shame? How many? And you're hiding from it. As you are developing, those things are going to unfold. Because you can't take any of these negative emotions into the multidimensional world. So at this stage in your process, everything must rise to the surface to be scrutinized and owned. Own up to it. Nothing remains buried, and your key players are right there for you, right on cue, to serve you by doing whatever it takes for you to release the feelings you've kept best hidden from yourself. So when you have an antagonist become present in your life, love them. Love them. Because they're helping you to grow. That's not what we generally do when we get an antagonist, isn't it? We lash out. Because we're afraid to look at ourselves. Oneness says nothing can remain buried. My mother used to say, whatever you do in the dark is going to come to the light. It can't stay buried. So your key players are right there for you, right on cue, to serve you by doing whatever it takes for you to release the feelings you've kept best hidden from yourself. You're in denial. And so you can choose to recoil from the behaviors some of these players may choose to exhibit in their star performance with you, yet you will be able to recognize the symbolism in the dynamics that have transpired between you. And ultimately, you will arrive at a place of great love for these beings. Not in spite of the episode, but because of it. Remember, oneness says that these challenges are what? They're sacred. They are sacred. This is a sacred journey. Every experience that you go through in life is sacred. I just love that word applied to my mess. Oh, I created this mess, but it's sacred. Yes, because it's moving me into wholeness. It's moving me into my connection with divinity. So it's sacred. Listen, each of you will have acted upon your own truth, and in so doing, each of you will have helped your partner or your lover or your enemy, your friend, your child, your parent, or yourself to witness and embrace your own truth. Wow. This is a vital and necessary part to the path of wholeness. And those of you who have deluded yourselves into thinking that now that you have begun seeing things from a higher perspective, that everything will be clear sailing, you're going to be caught off guard by the kinds of interaction that you would least expect with beings that you cherish the most. But you have not faltered by giving vent to the fullness of your feelings in these moments, but rather, you would have taken a major step forward in allowing the fullness of your being, which are all parts of you that have been hiding for so long, to come forth and be embraced into the multidimensional composite of who you really are. Isn't that beautiful? Oneness is telling us to just allow this to be. Move in your grace. All is well. I let the order of the cosmos master my steps. So the heights and the depths of feeling are to be expected when one comes to the fullness of the process of the unification of individual identity. For you cannot hope to ascend into the infinitely more complex arena of multidimensional awareness without every last one of the faces of this identity intact. Dr. Reggie says, if you cannot handle this life, how do you think you're going to handle the other side? Because you're graduating there, and things move much quicker, and it's all done in mind. So you need to practice now. By all means, delight in the exaltation that is a hallmark of this heightened stage of your journey when those blessed moments arise. And at the same time, know that the profound moments of discord that must also arise are equally blessed. You can't get somewhere without going through something. So for it is not a one-dimensional being who journeys within you toward oneness with all creation. It is the full spectrum of your humanness, your authentic beingness in all its glory that is navigating this journey. You are simply a passenger, a pinpoint of awareness, along for the ride on a voyage that has begun to be the most fascinating. That is such so awesome. So now, we're going through all this drama, right? But we're developed. We are aware that this drama is playing out to expose something that I need to work on. You're with another person. They are a mirror reflection of something that is deep within you that you need to work on. And you meet that with love, which means that there's no resistance. And you allow yourself to go through this experience. And you reach out to the person who is presenting this to you. And rather than blast them, you love them. And you say, thank you. Thank you for agreeing to be on this journey with me. And let's move through this within grace. I'm going to go ahead and move into chapter 39. That's the lesson for today. Chapter 39 is very short, and I'm just going to read this to you. And they title this chapter, Finding God. Since the very beginning of your self-awareness as an incarnate being, you have probed your world for clues to the meaning of your existence. You have looked in every conceivable crevice and pondered the vastness of the infinite cosmos. You have scrutinized the spiritual wisdom that was forthcoming from those who believed themselves to be knowledgeable about such matters. And you followed their directions religiously in lifetime after lifetime, just hoping to somehow you would emerge at the end of your days with what? The answer. And yet, regardless of the cultural circumstances in which you found yourself or the questions led only to more questions, because the deeper your explorations led you, well, the more profound your understandings, there emerged deeper and more profound questions from the innermost recesses of your insatiable mind. Ultimately, your questions have led you to this place and to this moment. And even though you can sense that you have enacted this script before, there is a deeper knowingness that this time, oh, this time, it's different. But at last it seems that you have ventured to a state of beingness where you have begun to tire of the questions. You have become bored with the entire process of skirting the perimeter of what you have been seeking from the beginning. For instinctively, you know that the answers are not out there somewhere, nor are they within the realm of mind. This knowingness that is yearned for at the very deepest level will not be understood, not even after 1,000 more lifetimes of conscious spiritual pursuit. Why? One cannot attain the unattainable. One cannot hope to fathom the incomprehensible. One cannot arrive at a destination from which one has never departed. Wow. One can simply know oneself to be here, now. Here you will not find the externalized, quote, God, who you hope awaits you somewhere beyond this place. Here you will not find the answers to the infinite philosophical questions with which you have danced through time immemorial. And here you will not find the wisdom that you fear will continue to just elude you, not as long as you continue to search for it. Here you can only hope to find yourself. And in so doing, perhaps you will experience an exquisite, eternal moment of now. And you will know that you are what you were seeking all along. You will know this. Not because you have finally amassed a sufficient body of knowledge and understanding, but simply because you are this, fully present in your experience of it. The experience of divine connectedness. the taste of that essence. Whew. That's heavy. That's deep. Are you feeling me? You have come to the center of the storm now. You know this, for you have been here in this place before. And even though you have slid past the gateway to all you yearned for over and over again, you've also ventured to the sanctity of this haven when you least expected to. And by now it feels familiar and comfortable and safe. And here you thought it would be the ultimate challenge. Whoa, I'm seeking enlightenment. I'm on my spiritual journey. I'm on my path. That's a pretty big word, enlightenment. Finding God. Ooh, that's an intimidating concept. And it's only because you believed that it was. Because in truth, it's all so simple. And your bondage to the illusion that it was otherwise is what has kept you coming back lifetime after lifetime after lifetime on the chance that this time you get it right. This time you'd solve the riddle. This time you'd actually encounter God. And you'd know the truth once and for all. And guess what? This time, you do. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer.
Heavenly Father, I am very much enthralled with the idea that we are eternal and that we are constantly learning. And every experience we have, we create. And I'm grateful for the fact that it's right there in front of our face that we're seeking. It's already there. Our enlightenment and our empowerment is within us. There's nothing to look for. There is something to just be. You already are complete in us. We have to learn to be complete in ourselves. We thank you for every experience. We thank you for every person that we meet and every circumstance we're confronted with, because under everything that is, there is you and a cosmic reflected image of who we are. And we thank you for that experience as well. As we grow in truth and we grow in love and we grow in wisdom, we believe this is so as we eternalize this expression, and so it is.
And so it is. I love you as God loves you. Oh my goodness. I love you with every cell in my body, all my wholeness, and oh my goodness, your scrumptious spirits. And I love you so much. And I thank you. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to share oneness with you. Have a blessed day. I know it can be no other. And meet every challenge with no resistance, but embrace it in love as you continue your sacred journey. God bless you.